This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And at 9:07, you're listening to WSMI AM 1540. It's the Wednesday Talk Show. I'm your host, Tobin Ott. This week, we've got a good guest here. Leslie Johnson's making her return trip week two of two. You can tell she's excited. We'll have that conversation. We're going to be talking about starting your business in Illinois workshop. That's coming up at Lincoln Land Community College in the not-so-distant future. So grab yourself a cup of coffee, pour yourself a glass of juice. Our conversation begins right after this.
At Plummer Funeral Home, it is our mission to provide the families of this area with caring, compassionate, and professional funeral services, and to assist them as they celebrate the life of the loved one they have lost. At Plummer Funeral Home, we provide families of all faiths and cultures with respect, compassion, and comfort as they mourn for their loved ones and come to terms with their loss. Plummer Funeral Home, the locally owned hometown funeral home, your neighbor and your friend.
And we're back on the Wednesday Talk Show. Tobin Ott in with you. This week, our guest is Leslie Johnson from Lincoln Land Community College. She also is representing the Montgomery County Economic Development Corporation. Leslie, welcome back. Week two of two.
Yes, I am very excited to be here to see you again for 2 weeks in a row.
I hear that all the time.
Oh, I'm sure you do.
Must be my personality.
It is. Sparkling personality it is.
It's not my six-pack or abs or anything like that, so it's must be my bubbly personality. But we are here to talk about starting your business in Illinois, and we have another guest here. And Chris, why don't you grab a chair there? I'll turn your mic on. And Leslie, why don't you introduce the gentleman that just walked into the program with us right now.
Yeah, Chris Casey, he is works for the University of Illinois Extension as the, what's your official title there, Chris?
It's Economic and Community Development Educator, right, for Unit 18, which is Montgomery, Macoupin, Jersey, and Christian County.
So. Yeah, so one of those long titles, just like a lot of us have. So, yeah, but actually Lincoln Land.
I have a short one, News Anchor.
That's it. News Anchor, that's it?
That's it.
Oh, we could get you a longer title.
Probably.
I'll work on it.
Yeah.
I'll work on it.
All right.
So, but Lincoln Land Community College, along with the Illinois Small Business Development Center, Montgomery County Economic Development Corporation, University of Illinois Extension, and the City of Litchfield are all coming together to provide a Starting Your Business in Illinois workshop. That's going to be in Tuesday, May 6th. So we are trying to just get people to know about the event and to start thinking about, is this a good opportunity for them?
And you mentioned starting your business in Illinois. I'm a huge fan of Shark Tank. It is one thing to have an idea, but to have the know-all about what goes on to take an idea and make it go, it's a whole different thing.
And that's correct. And that's one of the great things about this particular program is that even if you're wanting to start a business, or if you're even in business currently, you know, that's the great thing about this type of a thing, because it reinforces business practices that are out there. And so it is titled for Starting Business for Illinois, but if you are in business and you want a little bit of a refresher, help support, you know, any ideas that you might have, because there might be ways to look at expanding your business, or this might be an opportunity to be able to see how to do that and be successful at it. And that's one of the things that we want to do. And that's the great thing about this partnership between all the organizations involved, is that this is actually the first time that we're kind of coming together in this sense to offer this in the county. And so we're excited about that opportunity as well.
You talk about taking an idea. Is one of the things that's going to be stressed here is it's going to take time, because depending on what city you go for, you've got different planning commission, zoning. You've got different areas that you have to go through before an idea become reality.
Sure. And this program, the way I view it is, and I don't know how Leslie feels, but it's basically to lay the foundation for a successful business. And that's a great overall summary of the program itself. And And I'll let her talk a little
bit
more
especially
about
Kevin Lust. He's the director of the Illinois Small Business Development Center at Lincoln Land Community College. He meets one-on-one with individuals, and he also does these group presentations because he wants to make sure that people are aware of what it actually takes to start a small business in Illinois. So he will go over in detail preparing a business plan, because all businesses, all startup businesses need financing. And
that would help.
It would help, yeah. I don't think a lot of us have, you know, gold, you know, in the backyard. So a lot of the times you have to go into a bank in order to talk about your business plan. So we're going to go step by step of what actually is needed in a business plan and the things you're talking about, like fleshing out the idea, who your target market is. All of that is in the business plan. So it's going to be like a step by step to make sure you answer all the W questions, you know, who, what, when, where, why, how much. So all of those things are going to be addressed during this workshop.
And of course, you talk about money. It's also probably a good idea not to go in there by yourself. Have investors along there with you to help out. So that way, if you have to buy a building or something like that, you still at least have some money coming in to make it go.
Correct. And he'll talk about the importance of investing. Banks will, there's no free money out there anymore is one of the top things he talks about. But there's lots of grant opportunities out there, especially for, you know, women and minorities, and then also some rural area loans as well. So they're going to talk about what it actually takes to finance a business and what kind of capital they're looking for up front.
If I wanted to start a business, let's say here in Montgomery County, what would be a good thing that would probably work here?
Oh.
You put us on the spot here.
Yeah.
Outside of a restaurant or a bar, what would be a good... I mean, it's tough. It's tough here, especially this area.
Sure. Well, you know, that's the thing too, because you know you have to be very specific whenever you're looking at your business. You want to be very strategic whenever you're starting your business, and so that's one thing that kind of helps with outlining a business, a great business plan, and not only you know having it to begin with, but then you also build upon it. You know, once you do have it, because you know business does change, but that will allow a person to strategize, and if they do have an idea, and you know, I think if a person has an idea that they want to bring forward, you know, any business idea is great. You know, you have to start somewhere, and that's one great thing about this particular program is it does lay that foundation. So.
And the other thing is you got to be willing to take a loss at least the first couple of years because it takes a long time for a niche to catch on. And to work, especially in a small area like you mentioned, Jersey, Macoupin, Montgomery, especially in this area.
Well, and I often think about my grandfather, you know, and I hate to kind of bring in the personal side of things, but my grandfather said,
we're in radio, we deal with personal side of things.
But you know, he was a small business person and he bought a established business. It was a coal business down in East St. Louis area. And, you know, it basically, he didn't make any money for the first 5 years. But that was his, you know, he sacrificed for that, but the business was successful for a number of years. But then, you know, at the same time, as coal began to phase out as the main producer of coal, he had a choice of either going into natural gas or going out of business, you know. And so, you know, he chose not to go into natural gas,
right.
You know. And so, and thus we're not in the family business anymore, you know. And so, you know, you have to make choices along the way. And that's, you know, and that's one of the things that is great about these types of programs is that, you know, if you see something that you need to grow to, you know, you can outline that through your business plan or through financing. Or, you know, if you need a piece of equipment that may cost $100,000, well, how does that fit into my business? And will this be better for me or will I be able to afford it? You know, you just don't go out and buy that piece of equipment. You know, you have to actually have it work for you.
The other thing I guess would be essential regarding this is networking and contacts. If I'm interested in, let's say, the city of Nokomis, opening up whatever, get to know the mayor, get to know the council, so that way if you want to come up to them and say, hey, this is my idea, what can you do to help, at least you've got that bond or that relationship established.
Well, and that's one thing that we like too, is that we hope that this will kind of lay the foundation for that, you know. And so if there is an opportunity for maybe networking later, and networking for later, we can definitely facilitate that,
right.
You know. And so, you know, we're not going to just throw them out into the woods and expect them to find their mm-hmm. way back home. You know, we want to help lay that groundwork for a good, solid business.
Right. A business plan, knowing the area is crucial, because I've seen this.
Right.
I've been doing this for a little over a decade. I've seen a restaurant that comes in and it's like, well, we're going to offer lettuce and cheese and that, but you got to know this area.
Right.
This area's meat and potatoes. Fancy schmancy may not work here.
Right. Well, and you have to be very strategic when you go into business. You know, I always say the winemaking is another example. You know, people are fantasized by the winemaking process,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, it costs about $100,000 for tanks, you know, for stainless steel tanks. So,
right.
You know, you have to be realistic as well, you know. And so that's, you know, and that's what we're trying to do. We're just trying to lay that foundation. So
we've got the workshop. It's coming up on Tuesday, May 6th. That's at the auditorium at mm-hmm. the college?
Yep, it is. We're excited to have this. We're hoping for a great turnout, but honestly, if you or someone else you know just maybe want to do this. I've always said I want to start a small business, but I don't have that great idea or mm-hmm. that just idea. But if you just want to come out and hang out, that's perfectly fine, because it may not impact you now, but it's good information for you in the future.
I'm going over the list here, and we've talked about preparing, we've talked about financing, legal forms. So that means if you want to be incorporated, you got to have legal forms to make that possible.
Right, that's correct. You know, you have to have, you basically have to be a registered business with the state of Illinois,
mm-hmm.
and so you have to have all the proper legal papers establishing that, You know, that's an important part of the process that a lot of people overlook. They just think, oh, we can go into business. But there's actually a process
right.
with that as well.
Registering a business name, that's probably what, just making sure you, with the, not the DNR, but the state knows that,
yeah.
hey,
right.
you're doing this, and
it's
here
paperwork.
It is.
Right.
It's
right.
paperwork.
Yeah. Right. Right. Well, and you know,
it's tracking.
And in some cases, you have to file with the Secretary of State. Some cases,
right.
you have to file locally. You know, there's mm-hmm. there's different situations for different types of businesses. And so, and that Kevin will outline that within his program as well. So.
And then of course we've got the good old one, taxes.
Right.
Which
right.
any restaurant or whatever, you know, you've got at least
sure.
three taxes you have to go through, and then
right.
every quarterly, sometimes there'll be four.
Right.
And that's on a monthly basis.
Right,
and there's nothing
right.
you can do about it.
Right, right. Well, and you want to make sure that you stay up on that as well, because sometimes if you do fall behind, you know, then that there's repercussions for that as well. And then,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's also hurt. It's bad for business as well. So,
and that goes along with relationships. If you have a good friend with an accounting firm that knows what they're doing, you give payroll and say, hey, what do I need to do?
Mm-hmm.
That step's already taken care of, and you don't
right.
have to worry about it.
Right.
I mean,
right.
Because sometimes these dates creep up on you fairly quickly.
Well,
and if you miss it, you're in trouble.
Exactly. When it's even just knowing the process of, you know, because there are certain things that have to be filed whenever you file taxes as well. There are certain,
right.
you know, there are certain forms that have to be included with that as well. And so, you know, that's all going to be outlined within the program.
S-1, 501. Oh, there's...
Yeah, there's a lot. I mean, it's the possibilities.
941. Yeah,
limited liability partnerships, incorporation. I mean, there's any numerous avenues for a person to go into business.
Let's change the game just a little bit. Starting your own business here, and Leslie, we've talked about this. The game with online, how much that has changed the game tremendously.
Mm-hmm.
And
sure.
even if I got an idea for a new business and that, you've got to have a presence. Online, whether it's a website, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram,
right.
whatever, you've got to have it. There's no discussion about
right.
it.
Right. There's not too many traditional just brick and mortar businesses anymore. Most businesses have an online presence in one way or another, just to either at the bare minimum keep their customers updated as to
mm-hmm.
what's going on, but then also having. You know, if you are selling things, having an online presence to offer people in the store or online the option to purchase your goods is always a very good idea as well. And Chris, I know, is more of the social media guru than I am.
Well, and I kind of turn to we have a person that kind of handles some of that in our office. But, you know, I Twitter, Facebook, that one thing, you know, years ago, it would be thousands of dollars to establish a website, you know, and so by having these social
media.
Now
medias, it's almost free, isn't it?
Yeah, you just basically sign up for it, yeah. You know, basically, mm-hmm. You know, and then, you know, but then that also opens up to other possibilities with like PayPal and, you know, mm-hmm. So you can, you know, and the Square, you know, square.com and, you know, being able mm-hmm. to accept credit cards, you know, that's, mm-hmm. you know, that's a great, you know, source that businesses did not have access to before and, you know, opening that door for bringing in a market, you know, and so, you know, it's just, you know, it's a great time, you know, to understand that and, you know, we all probably could build a little bit upon ourselves with mm-hmm. understanding mm-hmm. that a little bit better.
And the other thing you deal with online right now, that's a source that's not really been tapped by the government regarding taxes or anything like that. And you've got to be careful on that,
right,
though.
Right, because, you know, Illinois actually does, like last year, you know, if you purchase a product online and mm-hmm. it comes from an Illinois company,
you will be taxed. Right.
You will be paying mm-hmm. tax on that, you know.
Right.
And in some cases, you're even paying taxes on the shipping of that as well because,
right.
You know, and a lot of people don't realize that that's a part of that as well.
But the point is, it's kind of like that new kid on the block. You don't know what it is. You don't know how to handle it.
Right.
I'm not saying free gratis because you're right. You buy something that's an Illinois business, you got to pay taxes on it.
Right.
But
that's the same principle falls back on the business owner that's wanting to start that as mm-hmm. well. You know, and a lot of people think, oh, well, I bought that online.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, if you shipped it to anyone in Illinois, you still have to pay the tax or, you know, someone has to pay the tax mm-hmm. on that. So that's either coming out of the price itself or, you know, coming on afterwards. So.
One thing I've noticed, and you talk about small businesses and that, and I know Hillsboro, there's action going on the corner block building. They're trying to get that renovated and that. You're starting to see the town's attempt to work on their downtown mm-hmm. to revitalize, because you mentioned financing and that. You got to have a building because you can't do it out of your house because of zoning and that. You know, if you have a building downtown, okay, and the building's in disrepair, that's more money. But it seems like there's a lot more attention now going on with these downtown buildings to make sure they are up to par. So that way, if myself or Leslie, you want to start a business, at least the buildings are ready to go into and be ready to go.
Sure. Well, and you know, that's kind of the difficult, you know, back, you know, many years ago, there was a move to get away from the square. You know, mm-hmm. they created the lines across and, you know, across the unit, we're seeing, you know, it's not only in this county, but then in the four other counties where there's a real focus. Now, like Taylorville is a Main Street community,
mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's a state program that they, you know, promote downtown, and they really work towards restoring downtown. And the good news, the good thing about that is that as we look at that program itself, we're starting to see that trickle down into our other communities. And so, mm-hmm. you know, like the Sherman Building in downtown,
mm-hmm.
You know, that, you know, the potential of that building is, you know, remarkable for, you know, development. And that's just one building that's in downtown Hillsboro. So
you look at downtown Hillsboro, I'll just use this. Yeah. You got the new bank being built right now, and it's moments away from being open.
Right.
That's kind of started a little bit of a wildfire with that downtown area because you don't want to have – I hate saying you don't want to have a crappy building in the middle of a magnificent building, but you're starting to see these owners taking care of their buildings and trying to clean it up to match what the bank is bringing to the downtown area.
Well, and, you know, that's going to bring people downtown.
Absolutely.
Bank will bring people downtown. That'll bring more people, more shops mm-hmm. to downtown. That'll bring more restaurants to downtown. And so, you know, that you basically need a spark to help develop it. And whether it be a theater or it be, you know, and that's across the board. There's just something that will bring, you know, or will spark development.
Mm-hmm.
And so, that's great. I mean, we're great, to, you know, very fortunate to start seeing that. So.
On the seminar that will be held on May 6th, how many spots are available? I mean, I know the auditorium's big. I mean, you can hold mm-hmm. quite a few people in there, but what's the max capacity on this thing?
I would say 150.
Yeah.
Is that the max capacity of the auditorium?
It is.
Okay.
That's what the fire marshal says, 150.
Okay.
So, I mean.
You got to listen to him.
Yeah. Yes. They know their stuff.
151, so, yeah. That one's out. Got to go.
I'll be at the door counting people as they come in. But, yeah, really, this is for, you know, you and your family because, you know, starting a small business is a family operation. Just like Chris says, you know, like his grandfather, that was a family business.
Mm-hmm.
And you cannot do this alone. So bring your family, bring your friends, bring anyone who's possibly going to be invested in this small business to the workshop.
And the one thing we need to consider, there isn't any stupid questions on this because this is a big deal. So if there's any mm-hmm. thoughts or concerns or questions that you have, don't be afraid to ask them because they're...
That's correct. That's correct. And really, the questions kind of help direct the program, to my understanding,
right.
You know. And so the more the questions, the more direction, the building of the program will be. So, but we do ask that if they do have family members, that they do include that in the mm-hmm. registration as well, just so that we have kind of an estimated number of who will be attending. So.
Anyone seeking more information or to register for this program, what's the number that they can call?
They can actually reach out to the U of I Extension office, or they can register online at our website. In the events section, we have the Illinois Small Business Development Center registration, and it's under with Montgomery County. So,
okay. Chris, we've got a few minutes here. It's been a while since we've had a representative from the U of I Extension office in. How are things going over there?
It's very busy, very busy. We're
You're busy with the Planning Commission.
Right, right. And in fact, I need to kind of get back on that a little bit as well because...
You got till the 25th.
Yeah, that's right. Well, we actually haven't got that set up yet.
Oh, right.
But we're in the middle for that. We're in the process of reviewing the plans and trying to get that together so that plan is up to date. Across the unit, it's been really hectic. I've been working on a leadership program up in Christian County. And then we also have a new office in Jersey County.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've been involved with that process as well. So, we're hoping that I kind of go around in cycles, but, things are going very well and I'm excited mm-hmm. to be a part of this community and be part of the team as well. So.
Chris, Leslie, thank you so much for your time. I look forward to it. And of course, the small business Expo will be on May 6th. It's Starting Your Business in Illinois Workshop, and that will be on May 6th at Lincoln Land in Litchfield. That's going to do it for the Wednesday talk show. Coming up next week, we have Don Lutz from the Hillsborough Recycling Center, or the Montgomery County Recycling Center. They've got a big electronics recycling drive coming up the 1st of May, so stay tuned for that. Until then, so long.